Well, good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姐妹朋友们。
May the grace of Jesus Christ be with you.
愿耶稣基督的恩惠与你们同在。
Yes, even in the darkest moments, all the more may the grace of Christ Jesus be with you.
是的，即便在这样一个黑暗的时刻，主啊，真的是愿耶稣基督的恩惠与你们同在更多。
There's a question.
我们这儿有个问题。
How many of us wish we can travel soon?
有多少人希望我们可以尽快的从家里面解放出来呢？
From the number of I miss being out there social media posts,
我们看到社群媒体上有大量的说我多么希望回到这样一个地方，那样一个地方。
Cabin fever is a real sadness for many.
宅在家里面真的是一件不好受的事情。
But,
但是呢
,What if we are able to travel soon?
如果说我们很快就可以出门了。
Yet nothing in our itinerary turns out the way we intend it to be.
但是我们行程当中没有一件事情是合乎我们心意的。
In fact, they turn out for the worse.
其实行程当中的每一项都变得更糟了。
Such as the case for John and Garfield and Odie.
就好像约翰加菲猫或者欧迪的例子。
Not only was there turbulence.
不仅仅他们遇上了飞行当中的气流。
The turbulence hit while they were having their meals.
这个气流呢，还正好是他们在吃饭的时候出现的。
And not only was there turbulence while they were eating.
不仅仅气流不仅仅影响了他们的就餐。
There will be no replacement for their ruined meals.
他们这一餐呢也没有可以补救的机会。
Suddenly reality rudely intrudes a dream vacation.
瞬间我们看到这样丰满理想被现实的骨感冲击了。
John was taking Garfield and Oldie on an escape.
约翰正在带着加菲猫和欧迪正在出逃。
But suddenly, it is fasten your seatbelts, hold on to your sandwiches, we are in for a bumpy ride, that is life.
很瞬间呢，我们就必须要系紧安全带，握紧我们手中的飞机餐，来到这样一个跌跌撞撞的旅程，就是我们的实际的生活。
And life has been a bumpy ride for everyone.
诚然，对于每个人来说，生活真的是一段颠簸的旅程。
A bumpy ride since the day Adam and Eve were evicted from Eden.
自从亚当和夏娃从伊甸园当中被逐出之后，我们的生活和生命就变得起伏不定。
We suddenly see that life really has many turbulences.
我们瞬间发现说，原来我们的生活真的是充满着很多的起伏。
And sometimes we even look to God and say, why?
很多时候我们会向神呼求说为什么这些事情会发生呢
We don't quite thank God for all the different other law of nature that allows the plane to take off.
我们并不会感谢说神说我们可以领受到可以有这样的机会啊去有这样的生命。
But the moment a turbulent hit, we say, God, why do you hate me?
但是当气流出现的时候我们一下子就反过来去 责怪神说为什么会发生呢
And since the day that Adam and Eve were evicted from Eden,
自从亚当和夏娃从伊甸园中被逐出之后
Suddenly grief is not a stranger, but an unwelcomed companion.
我们发现说悲伤的事情呢就不再是对我们陌生了而是经常不请自来。
Failures and fears, they too are...Now, unwelcome companions.
恐惧、失败也成为了我们的同行。
Anxieties and aggressions, they are no longer strangers.
焦虑以及各样的冲突也不再显得陌生。
Both the separation from and the rebellion against God prompts every soul to now desperately look for his or her own seatbelts.
我们与神的隔绝以及我们对神的悖逆都使得我们每一个人的灵魂迫切地想要寻求我们自己手中的安全带。
We're desperately trying to hold on to our sandwiches.
也使得我们不但握紧了我们手中自己的飞机餐。
And we hopefully we're thinking maybe I will survive this bumpy ride with no end in sight.
我们心里面就真的是盼望的说，希望说我们能够啊活着啊度过这样一段颠簸的旅程。
So lamentably.
所以当我们啊哀痛当中的时候
，Some have chosen to say I'll have myself an unlimited serving of medication and drugs.
所以一件很悲哀的事情就是有些人会觉得说我希望我自己有无限量的药物可以来支持我自己。
And some would say, to fight against this pain, I would seek achievements and praises.
也有人会说为了消除这样的一个痛苦我就要去不断获得更多的荣誉和赞赏。
Some would say, serve me up some beauty and sensuality.
有些人说我希望得到美貌得到快感
Give me power, give me control
就让我得到这样权力和控制力吧
I want my wealth, I want my health
我希望得到财富我希望身体健康
Keep my comfort and my luxuries
真的是让我得到这样的一个安慰也能够得到这样的一个奢侈的享乐吧
Let me pursue emotional and physical intimacies
你就让我去寻求情感上以及身体上的亲近吧。
I'll fight you for medals and accolades.
我会不懈我会不顾一切手段的来获得更多的奖赏和功勋。
To keep pain out of our consciousness, we're hooked on our smartphones and our game consoles.
也不断的使自己陷在我们的智慧型手机以及游戏机当中。
And the list goes on.
我们可以举更多这样的例子。
In a world plagued with increasing violence and turmoil and despair,
在这样一个被暴力、被混乱、被绝望充斥的世界当中。
In a world increasingly lost on how to manage the inner pain,
在这样一个不断迷失自我、迷失说如何来面对内里的痛苦的这个世界当中。
Much less knowing how to handle the pain.
其实很少人知道说我们该如何的来面对自己的痛苦。
Will the turbulence ever end?
这段气流会过去吗
？Will the plane ever land?
我们的这段航程会最终顺利结束吗
？Let us pray.
让我们去祷告。
Dear Lord God.
亲爱的父神。
We call on your name from the depths of the pit.
我们在深牢当中呼求你的名。
You hear our pleas.
你听见了我们的呼求。
You come near and say to us, do not fear.
临近我们说不要惧怕。
So help us.
所以求你帮助我们。
In our anxious thoughts.
当我们焦虑的时候。
In our tidal feelings.
当我们的情绪起伏不定的时候。
In our rattled faith.
当我们的信心受到冲击的时候
Help us to call to mind your never-failing compassion and your renewing mercy
帮助我们记起你的怜悯和永不衰竭的慈爱
Lest we forget
恐怕我们忘记了
May your word remind us again
愿你的话语再次提醒我们
Great is your faithfulness
你的信实何其广大
We will not be consumed because your love is great
我们不至于消灭是出于你诸般的慈爱
Therefore we have hope.
所以我们心里面就有盼望就有指望
By this assuring hope we pray.
正是凭着这样的确据的希望我们这样祷告
In the name of Jesus Christ who loves us to the cross and back.
奉爱我们直至死的耶稣基督的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
Please now listen to the proclamation of Lamentations.Chapter 3, verses 19 to 27.
好，让我们一起来聆听耶利米哀歌第三章十九节开始的经文。
Lamentations 19, chapter 3, verses 19 to 27.
我们今天阅读的经文是耶利米哀歌第三章十九节到二十七节。
I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall.I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
耶和华啊，求你纪念我如阴沉很苦胆的困苦窘迫。我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。我想起这事，心里就有指望。
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him.
我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。我心里说，耶和华是我的份。因此我要仰望他。
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young.
凡等候耶和华、心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。
This is the word of God for the people of God.
这是神对他的子民所说的话。
The poet is an eyewitness to the tragedies unfolding in the city of Jerusalem in 586 BC.
耶利米哀歌第三章的作者诗人呢，是亲眼见证了在主前586年发生在耶路撒冷的这场悲剧。
That's a pastor who says this date meant everything to the historic Jews because it was their September 11th. The nation has just died.
就像有位牧师说的一样，这个日子对于犹太人来说是有历史意义的，这就是他们的911，因为那一天整个国度死亡了。
Staring at the flames consuming Jerusalem into ashes.
望向这个把耶路撒冷吞没的火焰直至灰烬的。
Rocked by the demolition of the temple of his God.
同时也被主的圣殿毁坏的冲击。
Shocked by the stench of rotting flesh of his kin.
也真的是诗人也是非常震惊的看到他的同胞们横尸遍野。
The poet pens Lamentation 3.
在这样的情景和情绪之下，诗人写了耶利米哀歌第三章。
It is a full throttle shriek about the killer pain permeating through his whole person.
就是当这样一种非常深的痛苦撕裂了他的内心，当他内心里面发出嘶吼的时候，他写下这样一些经文，这样的诗歌。
As we've just read, he says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall, I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me.
就是我们刚刚读的经文十九节当中开始一样，他说，我铭记我的阴沉和苦胆，我的困苦窘迫，我心想念这些，就在里面忧闷。
The way that the Hebrew is written is an emphatic confession to say that I cannot escape these thoughts.
希伯来的原文当中呢，就是反复的强调说，这样的一种痛苦真的是难以逃脱，难以解脱。
That these horrific scenes are constantly replaying in my mind. They're so fresh.
以至于说，这样的一个悲剧的场景在他脑海当中不断不断的重现，难以抹去。
And there is no letting up from all the heartaches and losses that he is experiencing.
叫这样的一种心痛感，这样的一种失去感，没有任何的缓解。
When he's saying that I well remember them, is saying that it is just unforgettable. It's just so strong.
当他说我会铭记我的阴沉和苦胆，他是在说我会永远不会忘记，因为这样的情绪、这样的冲击是多么的强烈。
So not only does the poet use words that are raw and vivid about this killer pain that is ravaging him.
所以这边的诗人不仅仅是用这样的一种非常直白的、非常鲜明的语言来描述他所经历的这样一种吃人的痛苦。
The poet writes the lament in such a way as to convey this total pain of his limping soul.
诗人在这样的哀歌的语言当中所传递出来的是他忧伤的、虚弱的灵魂的完整的痛苦。
In the totality of the pain,
关于他痛苦的这样的完整性和全然性。
He begins the first three verses with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
他用希伯来字母当中的第一个字母来开始了他的前面的三节经文。
So the first word of each verse will begin is a word that is spelled beginning with the first letter.
所以每三节经文都是用同一个希伯来字母来开始的。
And then he proceeds to do the same for the next three verses using the next letter.
所以当然接下面的三节经文呢，它是用下一个希伯来文字母。
And he'll use that for the entire sequence until the very last letter, which is Tav, in verses 64, 65, and 66.
所以它这样的一种模式呢，持续到了整章的末尾，直到66节。
It is, for us in English, we say it is from A to Z.
就好像我们英文当中说涵盖了所有的字母 A 到 Z.
To symbolize this far-reaching, all-encompassing state of the pain that he is in.
是这样做是为了来呈现说他所经历的这样的一个痛苦是多么的广多么的全面多么的深。
And at the same time in the Hebrew, when you read it, there is a limp to the rhythm.
另一方面呢，当我们去读希伯来原文的时候，我们会感受到一种跛脚的感觉。
Because he's using a 3-2 meter or pattern.
因为他在这边运用了诗歌当中的三拍配合一个二拍。
So when you read it, you have a sense of it as a heavy step, a lighter step, a heavy step, a lighter step.
所以当你在读原文的时候，你会感觉好像那里的脚步忽重忽轻，忽重忽轻。
So he's not only looking at the words to, he's finding all these different ways to try to, as best as he can, express the pain that he has.
所以诗人这边用了很多的方法来呈现，来为我们生活生动的来呈现他所经历的痛苦。
There are these very raw, very vivid words.
这些的语言和这些的文字是多么的直白，多么的鲜活、生动。
And then there is the structure of the poem as well as the sound of the poem.
不仅仅体现在诗歌的结构，也体现在诗歌的音律。
Limping in this total pain.
所以当他的痛苦使他备受折磨的时候
，The poet pens Lamentations 3.
诗人写下了耶利米哀歌第三章。
This full throttle shriek about the one bringing the killer pain that permeates through his whole person.
他这样的一个痛苦不断的折磨他以至于他声嘶力竭的在那边发出呼喊。
He says, I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of the Lord's wrath.
他在第一节当中说我是因耶和华愤怒的杖遭遇困苦的人。
And then he switches to a third person when describing God.
他这边用第三人称来描述耶和华神。
And so when speaking of God in a third person pronoun,
所以当他用第三人称来写耶和华的时候
，The poet makes clear that the ultimate pain that he feels is when God is distant.
诗人这边就表明了说，他所经历的最极致的痛苦是因为他与神隔绝。
It is as if a stranger and not a companion.
就好像神是一个陌生人，而并非是一个同伴。
In verses 17 and 18 says, I have been deprived of peace. I have forgotten what prosperity is. So I say my splendor is gone and all that I have hoped from the Lord.
而在第17和18节当中他说你使我远离平安我忘记好处我就说我的力量衰败我在耶和华那里毫无指望。
God is now so distant it seems.
神在那一刻显得多么的遥远。
At the same time,
同时呢,
speaking of God in the third person pronoun as the one responsible for this pain,
是用第三人称在写神的时候，好像在描述一个要为他的痛苦负责的这样一个人。
Because he says that this pain comes from God, it is this affliction by the rod of the Lord's wrath.
因为他在第一节经文中说，这样一个愤怒的杖是耶和华的，是因此他遭受了困苦。
The poet is saying that the pain is not just that, not just because God is distant and he feels like a stranger.
诗人这边说他的所经历的极致的痛苦不仅仅是因为他远离了神，神好像是个陌生人。
But that God is as if both a stranger and an enemy.
就好像神既是一个陌生人，又是他的仇敌。
The poet speaks of God as if a ruthless predator hunting a prey.
诗人笔下的这样一位神，好像是一个不留情面的、残酷的这样一位掠食者。
He says that like a bear lying in wait, like a lion in hiding, he dragged me from path and mangled me and left me without help.
就像第十节和十一节中所写的，他向我如熊埋伏，如狮子在隐秘处，他使我转离正路，将我撕碎，使我凄凉。
The poet speaks of God as if a sharp shooting hunter locked in for a kill.
诗人笔下的神就好像是一个猎人定义想要谋杀。
He says that he drew his bow and made me the target for his arrows. He pierced my heart with arrows from his quiver.
就像十二、十三节当中所写的，他张弓将我当作箭靶子，他把箭袋中的箭射入我的肺腑。
And here is not just the poet is not just thinking my physical heart.
这里诗人不仅仅说的是我们的肺腑的脏器。
He's not only speaking about my emotions.
他不仅仅只是在说我们的情绪。
But that my entire core as a person, that is what the heart means. My entire core is just shattered. It's gone.
而诗人这里说的是他的肺腑，指的是他整个人的核心，指的是他整个人内里被摧毁了。
The poet speaks of God as if the Babylonians who has laid siege to Jerusalem for a year and a half, causing much death by famine.
诗人笔下的神就好像是当年围困耶路撒冷城一年半的巴比伦人，导致了整个城里面饿殍遍野。
Because he's looking at the walls and he says, wow,It's as if I'm in siege by God.
因为他好像他笔下当中描绘场景，就好像他被这个四围城墙所包围了。
He has walled me in, so I cannot escape.
他用篱笆围住我，使我不能出去。
Verse 9, He has barred my way with blocks of stone. He has made my path crooked.
第九节当中说，他用凿过的石头挡住我的道，他使我的路弯曲。
And what is scary, so much so that even the crying out, it seems like.God is not hearing.
而更加令人揪心，更加令人恐惧的是，神好像没有听见他的呼求。
Moreover, the poet acknowledges no matter how strong he is, his strength is merely a chopstick against the tsunami.
诗人在这边承认说，无论他多么的强大，他的力量在神的面前就好像是一只筷子面对整个飓风和海啸。
In the opening, the lament, he opens the lament saying that I am the man.
在整个哀歌的开头，他说我是这样一个人。
In Hebrew, it says that I am a strong man.
希伯来原文当中的原文，他说的是我是一个强壮的人。
That he's someone who is like a warrior, he's able to fight.
他好像就像是一个能征好战的这样一位勇士。
But now it's so emphatic to say that if I, as a warrior, I'm totally defeated.
但好像这边他的整个的哀歌当中所体现出来的是一个完全被战败的勇士。
Sorry. I am able to fight, but not against God's wrath, unleashed against godlessness.
作为一个勇士，我可以去征战，但是面对神的愤怒，但是面对神。对那些不相信他、不敬畏他的人的愤怒，他毫无招架之力。
And this godlessness is from his people. It is even him himself as a sinner.
这样的一个愤怒，这样的一对神的不敬虔，不仅仅是以色列子民的，更是世人自己的。
So on one hand, he's saying, "I have so much pain."
所以一方面他说我经历多么大的痛苦。
But on the other hand, he recognizes that much of the pain did come from.The fact that there is sin.
而另一方面，他又不断的看到说，他的痛苦是来自于他自己的罪。
And that godlessness will find total defeat against God's holiness.
在神的全然圣洁面前，他对神的不敬虔像是一败涂地。
And so total will be the pain.
所以他的痛苦真的是非常全面的，非常深的。
The poet knows well that he is the enemy of God and not the other way around.
诗人意识到说，他并不是神的仇敌，他并不能与神为敌。
The poet knows that the punishment is just.
他诗人意识到说，神的这样的一个惩罚，神的审判是公义的。
Because he's referring to the rod of the Lord's wrath.
因为他提到了耶和华愤怒的杖。
He's not just saying that, okay, the Lord is not happy today, so he decided to pull something cruel on us.
所以他这边不仅仅是在说神今天因为心情不好，所以就发了这样的怒气。
But he's referring specifically to God's action against godlessness.
而这边他所指的，特别所指的是神对于那些对他的不敬虔所发的烈怒。
This is a wrath revealed against sin.
这是一个对于罪所展现出来的愤怒。
Now previously he has said, the Lord is righteous, yet I rebelled against his command.
就像在耶利米哀歌第一章当中所说的，耶和华是公义的，他这样待我，是因为我违背了他的命令。
And he would say just two verses down that I have been most rebellious.
然后他在第两节经文之后，他说，因我大大的悖逆耶和华。
So yes, there is a tension.
是的，所以这边真的是我们看到有这样的一个冲突。
On the one hand, the rebelliousness will bring about the punishment.
一方面，我们这样对神的悖逆会带来惩罚。
Yet at the same time, that also brings about the grief that is so real.
那另一方面，这样的悖逆，这样的惩罚，也会带来如此真切的痛苦。
The poet holds that intention to say that I am in torment within. My heart is disturbed. I have been most rebellious.
诗人在这边说，我真的是大大悖逆的神，同时我也经历了这样大大的哀痛。
Yet the poet knows well to still raise the very real grief and despair he feels to the Lord.
但是呢，诗人在这边也真的是把他自己最真实的痛苦，他最真实的绝望，呈现摆上在神的面前。
For the only possible comforter to his pain is the one he and his kin has rebelled against.
因为唯一能够抚慰他痛苦的，就是他和他的子民们去悖逆的这样一位神。
In fact, the poet changes his posture in the lament and cries out directly to God.
而恰恰诗人这边就转换了他的语气，真的是向神直接的去呼求。
He goes from he and transforms that into a you.
他不再用第三人称的他，而是用第二人称的你。
In verses 43 to 45, he says, You have covered yourself with anger and pursued us. You have slain without pity. You have covered yourself with a cloud so that no prayer can get through. You have made us scum and refuse among the nations.
就像43节到45节经文当中所记载的，你自被怒气遮蔽，追赶我们。你施行杀戮，并不顾惜。你黑云遮蔽自己，以致祷告不得透入。你使我们在万民中成为污秽和渣子。
For the poet,
对诗人来说
，and even for us,
也是对我们而言
，going from he to you is to make clear that the desire is to be near God.
从他转换成你，是体现了我们想要与神亲近的这样一种渴望。
To want God not to be a stranger but a companion.
我们希望神不再是一个陌生人，而是与我们同行。
To want God to not be the enemy but the comfort.
我们希望神不要成为我们的仇敌，而成为我们的安慰和救赎。
That going from he to you is also to make clear that sin is not this distant abstract offense against a distant abstract concept.
从第三人称的他的第二人称的你，不仅仅是体现了说我们是在不仅仅 是说罪本身不是一个对于一个陌生的对于遥不可及一个抽象概念的一种陌生的遥不可及的侵犯。
Going from he to you is to say that this offense grieves a very real God.
从他到你，我们是在说的是一种我们一种非常真切的非常深切的这样一种痛苦。
That sin is a real relational assault on a real relational God.
然后我们看到说罪本身是一个去侵犯了与我们有密切连结的神的这样的一种罪过。
The poet acknowledges that the wrath of God that he has and his kin has experienced is the consequence of their dismissal and rebellion against God.
诗人意识到说神的这样的一个愤怒，神对于他和他子民这样一种愤怒，把他们交在巴比伦人的手中，他这一切呢都是因为他们自己对于神的忽视和悖逆。
And this dismissal and rebellion greatly grieves God.
而他们这样的一种忽视和背逆，也让神大大的哀伤。
Our dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
In all the recorded pains in the Bible.
圣经当中所记载的所有的痛苦。
From the cry of Abel.
从亚伯的呼求。
To the lament of Job.
到约伯的哀痛。
To the cry of Israel in slavery.
从现在奴役当中的以色列民的呼求。
To the lament of Israel deported to Babylon.
到被掳到巴比伦的以色列人的哀痛。
To all the piercing shrieks that you have.
直到我们所有人所经历的这样的一种撕心裂肺的痛苦。
Whatever the griefs we have from all kinds of causes.
无论我们所经历的痛苦是因为什么而起。
God invites us to lift up our words to Him.
神邀请我们在他面前倾心吐意。
Yes, all of our words of sins and griefs.
是的，我们可以把我们所有的我们的关于我们的罪和痛苦的感受。
Even when the words are raw and vivid as written by the poet.
即便就像诗人这边所写的如此平白啊，如此平铺直叙，如此鲜明生动的语言，都可以呈现在神的面前。
It is in fact with reverence to God that we raise up the words that we have in our hearts.
而我们当我们向神倾心吐意的时候，其实是我们对神的敬畏。
For the Lord is not a he toward us as if a stranger and an enemy.
因为神对我们而言不仅仅他不是一个陌生的第三人称的他。
But that the Lord is the you to our me.
他不是一个陌生人和仇敌，而他对我们而言是一个你我之间的这样的一个亲密的同伴。
He is the ever willing companion and comforter.
他是一个永远愿意做我们与我们同行来安慰我们的这样一位神。
He's the shepherd who rather the rod of protection than the rod of discipline.
他是一位愿意用他的杖和他的竿来保护我们，而不是来管教我们的这样一位牧者。
Will you and I forfeit peace?
你我是不是丧失了很多的平安？
Or needlessly bear pain alone?
或者白白的受苦？
Because we do not carry every kilo of pain to God in prayer.
全是因为我们没有将一切的痛苦交在神的面前。
Will you and I forfeit peace or needlessly bear pain alone?
我们是否白白受了很多的痛苦而丧失了很多的平安？
And the reason is that because we do not bring every killer pain to God in prayer.
而这全是因为我们没有在祷告当中将一切摆在神的面前的。
What is it that prompts the poet to go from he to you?
所以是什么驱使诗人把从第三人称的他变成第二人称的你呢？
Hope.
我想是因为他心中的盼望。
Hope is what prompts the poet to go from he to you.
正是他心中的这样一种希望，促使诗人从他变成了你。
Specifically, this hope is an assurance of life.
这样的一种盼望是在于得着永恒生命的确据。
Given to us.
这样的生命赐给我们。
Anchored on God Himself.
是牢牢的。依靠在建立在神的本身身上。
To the poet's question, what hope is left in the ruins of the city, in the ruins of the temple, in the ruins of the people?
诗人的这样的一个问题，当他去产生这样的疑问说，在这样的一个断壁残垣当中，在这样的一个横尸遍野当中，民众四散当中，还有什么希望呢？
Lamentations give us a God-centering answer.And that is our faithful Lord is our hope.
耶利米哀歌第三章当中给我们答案就是我们信实的主才是我们的盼望。
Our faithful Lord is our hope.
我们信实的主正是我们的盼望。
As surely as the Lord lives, we have hope.
因为主活着，所以我们就有盼望。
Because our Redeemer lives, we can face tomorrow today.
因为我们的救赎主活着，我们得以面对明天。
After 20 verses of heart-wrenching lament,
在二十节经文，在经历了二十节如此撕心裂肺的痛苦和哀哭之后
，A shaft of light pierces through the thick smoke engulfing the poet's heart.
诗人阴郁的心当中仿佛有看到了一束亮光。
He says, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
他在二十一节当中说，我想起这事，心里就有指望。
He says, yet, because there is a turning point.
他说，然而，因为这儿有一个转折点，有个转捩点。
There is a higher plane of perception.
我们可以看到一个更高的这样的一个视野。
That painful as the punishment is.
就是即便我们这样所经历的惩罚是多么痛苦。
There is a more overwhelming truth or reality that lies behind the punishment.
在这样的一个惩戒的背后，还有一个更加不可辩驳的、更加大的这样的一个真相和现实的存在。
The very fact that there is a punishment means that God is Lord.
惩罚的临到正是证明了说我们耶和华才是主。
That the Lord is faithful to all his words.
这正是证明了主对他一切所说的话上都是信实的。
And he's calling on God with his name that is tied to the covenant that God has with his people.
而他这边所施行的这样的惩罚和拯救都是按着他和以色列民所立的约而行的。
So as much as he is faithful to grant favor to the worshipful,
所以正如他对于他敬拜他的人他悦纳。
The Lord is also faithful to hold nothing back against sin.
主也同样不会姑息任何的罪。
The poet says, this I call to mind.
诗人二十一章中说，二十一节当中说，我想起这事。
It is an appeal to an intimate knowledge that he has of the Lord.
他这边是在用他自己非常真切的这样的一种知识和认知。
So now he's going beyond the very real destruction that he sees or the suffering that he's experiencing.
他这边就超越了他这样一种非常真切的痛苦和非常真切的这样一种挫败感。
But he's prompted to ask.
他这边去问
What is another truth that I know that can keep any of the possibility of hope afloat?
有没有另外一个更大的现实能够使我的希望的火种不至于熄灭。
And the truth is the Lord.
而这个真相就是耶和华。
Because the Lord is true to his covenant.
因为耶和华始终他的话语是信实的。
And so the poet is now able to proclaim that great is your faithfulness.
所以诗人得以去宣告你的信实何其广大。
That he's saying that God is totally trustworthy, he is totally reliable.
他这边说神是全然信实，可以完全信靠的。
That he is faithful to do what he says he will do.
他这边就说的是神必然会遵守他所立的约。
The word that we translate as faithfulness has the ring of amen.
我们这边信实的这个词它本身就好像我们在说阿们。
So it says that it is so, it is to be done.
就好像这边说，正如神是信实的，所以他就必然会成就他所说的话。
And so as much as God is faithful to grant favor, he is also against sin.
所以正如神必然会去悦纳他所喜悦的敬畏他的人，同样他也会去惩戒去公义地来审判一切的罪。
And for the poet, now he has hope because he knows that the reverse is also true.
因为对于诗人现在突然有了盼望，是因为他知道说相反的情况也同样是真实的。
That as much as the Lord is faithful to hold nothing back against sin,
正如神永远不会去放任任何的罪。
Such as this destruction of Jerusalem because of their spiritual adultery.
就好像耶路撒冷就好像以色列民在灵性上背弃了神。
The fact that Israel has disregarded God's prophecy to them through Jeremiah for the past 40 years.
以色列民不断地忽视了40年间神借着先知耶利米对他们所说的预言。
So as much as God is faithful to hold nothing back against sin.
所以正如神不会去放任任何的罪。
God is faithful to grant favor to the worshipful.
神也会同样信实的来去悦纳任何敬拜他的人。
And for the case of the poet and his kin,
对于诗人和他的子民来说
when there's the, they have that sincere turning back to God,
如果他们愿意真心的回转向神,
God will definitely relent.
神必然会去停止他这样的惩罚。
That this destruction of Jerusalem is not the end of our story.
就我们至少说耶路撒冷城的毁灭摧毁并不是这个故事的终点。
In fact, the destruction of Jerusalem is God shaking us up from our deep spiritual coma.
恰恰相反，耶路撒冷城的沦陷是神把我们从沉睡的灵命当中去唤醒。
He tore down the walls of the city.
他拆毁了城市的墙。
So that we might become worshippers and not idolaters.
以至于我们不再去拜这些偶像，而是唯一来敬拜耶和华。
In the book of Proverbs, it tells us that whoever spares the rod hates their children, but the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them.
箴言书当中说，不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，而疼爱儿子的随时管教。
So looking at the wrath, the rod of wrath of the Lord,
所以当我们看到耶和华愤怒的杖的时候，
it hurts,
确实很痛。
But it is also held by the hand of the parent who is full of love.
但这正是出于一个蛮有慈爱、蛮有怜悯的这样一位父亲。
Staring into the truth that God reveals.
当我们看到神所揭示的这个更大的真相的时候，
Beyond the rubbles of stone and pools of blood.
这样的真相远超过了断壁残垣和满地的尸体。
A shaft of light now pierces through the thick smoke that engulfing the poet's heart.
诗人阴云密布的心当中突然有一束亮光穿透。
He has hope because he now sees God to be exactly who he says he is.
他有了盼望，是因为他看到了说神就像他自己所说的那样信实。
To Moses, the Lord has already revealed himself.
对摩西来说，神已经揭示他自己的形象。
Know me as the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
耶和华对摩西宣告说，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪。
So now in a dramatic departure from his prior lament,
所以和他一开始的这样一种哀哭远远不同的。
The poet now masters some strength.
是得到了一些力量。
He is able to sing.
他能够放声来歌唱。
Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不致断绝。每早晨，这都是新的。你的诚实极其广大。
That the Lord is true to His name.
神诚然是信实的，他的名是信实的。
The name that represents His character represents His authority.
他的名代表了他的特征，代表了他的权柄。
That this great love is not just a good feeling.
而这盛大的慈爱不仅仅是一种感觉。
But this love is this unwavering, steadfast love that's tied to the covenant that God established with Abraham as well as the people of Israel.
而这份爱是永远不会动摇的，是丰盛的，是与耶和华和亚伯拉罕和以色列民所共同立的这个约紧紧相连的。
And that the poet has hope because God is true to his nature.
诗人得以有盼望，是因为神诚然是信实的，他的特征是信实的。
That the Lord is compassionate.
我们这样一位神是怜悯的神。
And that this compassion, the Hebrew word relates to the character of a mother's womb.
希伯来原文的这个词是与母腹紧紧联系的。
So it speaks about the Lord actually having that tenderness to what.His children.
所以这边说的这样，耶和华神他真的是如父母对孩子一般的柔和。
That he is caring toward what is important is the health of their soul. Is he's protecting them so that they will be worshippers and not idolaters.
耶和华用他满有他的怜悯和慈爱的来关照着，来照顾着以色列民，照顾他的子民，以使得他们能够愿意来敬拜他。
And for the Lord to be compassionate, it means that He will take action so as to bring His care and protection to His people.
而这样一位怜悯的神，也正是意味着他会采取行动，他会发出他的旨意来保护，来关爱他的子民。
That the great love He has for the people will move Him to act for His people.
出于他对以色列民，出于他对子民的丰盛的爱，他必然会去保护，来保守。
For the poet and his kin,
对于诗人和他的同胞来说，
the pain is certainly still there.
痛苦并没有消散。
Yet,
但是，
it is now a pain that is held up by hope.
这样痛苦的背后有了这样一份更强的希望。
What seems to be breaking apart is now held together by hope.
原本被痛苦所破碎的，现在被希望所重新编织了起来。
It's an assurance that God is not distant, but He's near.
好像是一种确据，说神不再遥不可及，而他却是触手可及。
He is mighty and faithful to save.
是蛮有能力且充满了信实的，必然施行拯救。
So the poet says, "I called on Your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit." You heard my plea. Do not close Your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called You, and You said, "Do not fear."
诗人从55节到57节当中说：“耶和华呀，我从深牢中求告你的名，你曾听见我的声音。我求你解救，你不要掩耳不听。我求告你的日子，你临近我说，不要惧怕。”
Based on God's great love, we can call out to Him.
因为神丰盛的爱，我们可以呼求他。
And because He is compassionate, He draws near to us when we call to Him.
因为他的怜悯，当我们求告他的时候，他就临近我们说不要惧怕。
So a memory I have from my childhood is this.
所以我有一个这样的儿时的记忆。
I was apparently a very mischievous boy.
我印象中我真的是一个调皮捣蛋的小男孩。
Sometimes when I go back and visit people I know,When I was much younger, they would say, "Oh, you know, this young man right here. When he was young, he was really naughty."
So, 当我去见到我儿时的这些朋友和发小的时候，他们就会说，哎，你这个人小时候就是非常调皮的。
I probably am because I was disciplined quite a bit.
可能是吧，因为我印象中我一直被父母管教着。
I remember when my parents would discipline me.After the, you know, well, they have a little thin rod that would, you know, hit my palm and like, oh, that's painful.
但是我记得印象当中的每一次被这样的一个杖所管教所鞭打之后呢
，Yeah, it's less of a rod. It's more like a, you know, the size of a chopstick. So it's what we call 藤条。
Yeah, 每次被这个藤条所管教之后呢。
No, my parents did not hit me with a rod. there is always this reconciliation, this sign that, you know, the punishment is over.
但是往往会有这样的一个转换点，有这样的一个切换的一个时刻，告诉我说，其实还有这样的一个和解的时刻。
And oftentimes my mom would make me a glass of warm milk.
妈妈经常会为我准备一杯牛奶。
Except this once.
但是有一次。
Both my mom and I, we can't remember why the milk never came. But I think I asked, do we have the warm milk?
但有一次我没有得到那杯牛奶，但是我也和我妈妈都不记得为什么它没有出现，所以我就问我妈为什么没有。
Because it unsettled me. It's like, am I still in the wrong?
所以那一次我心里面非常的不安，好像对，好像还没有和解，好像我仍然被这个现在这样的一个错误当中。
Has our relationship been restored?
我们的关系到底有没有恢复呢？
Without hope, it is scary.
如果没有希望，确实这是一个非常令人恐惧的事情。
But just as that warm milk is like a hope for me.
就好像那杯热牛奶当时是我的一个盼望。
Much greater for the poet is the compassion and the great love of the Lord.
对于世人而言，神的信实、神的怜悯和慈爱是更大的盼望。
The poet is now equally sure that the same divine faithfulness and justice will be the same divine faithfulness and mercy.
世人这边可以确信的是说，神既然必定会施行他的审判，同样他的恩典、他的怜悯也必然会到来。
That God brings Babylon to bring the Israelites into exile, not to demolish the nation.
神兴起巴比伦并不是啊，想要仅仅俘虏，想要仅仅驱逐以色列人。
But that God is painstakingly restoring His chosen people to holiness.
他并不是想要毁灭这样的国度，而是费尽心思的想要重新坚固、重新建立他的选民。
And so the poet sings in verses 31 to 33, For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion, so great is his unfailing love. For he does not unwillingly bring affliction or grief to anyone.
所以正如诗人在31节到33节当中所写的，因为主必不丢弃，又必不永远丢弃人。主虽使人忧愁，还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯，因他并不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。
Once more, the poet looks to God's compassion and unfailing love.
所以再一次，诗人啊，将他的眼目放在了神的怜悯和慈爱。
Knowing that God seeks to save us from the ultimate affliction or grief, and that is life apart from God.
他意识到说，神是多么的盼望把我们从受苦和忧愁当中去解脱出来，而这样的一种极致的痛苦是来自于与神隔绝。
Our dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
While God invites us to lift up all our words to Him,
当神邀请我们像诗人一样，在他面前倾心吐意、举手祷告的时候。
We must ask, do you and I know the Lord the way that the poet is intimate with the Lord, such that in the midst of this storm, we can still call to mind the truth about God and His great faithfulness, and so have hope.
我们不禁要问，我们是否像诗人那样认识神，与神亲近？我们是否可以在这个深渊当中，在这样风暴的中心眼当中，我们是否可以记起神的信实和神的良善，始终保持这样的盼望呢？
Pastor Tim Keller says,
Tim Keller 说，
We have to prepare our mind and hearts so that when suffering strikes, we are not surprised.
我们Tim Keller 说，我们必须要从理性上和感性上都做好预备，在这痛苦来临之前，我们就需要做好这样的预备，以至于说我们不会被痛苦而打得措手不及。
And the more deeply we know and grasp the teachings before the adversity comes, the more comfort they will be.
所以，如果我们在这样的困境来临之前，我们有对神的话语和神的教导有更深的认识的话，我们就会得到更多的安慰。
Because once we are in the midst of that crisis, it is there's no time to sit down to now have to work through the knowledge.
因为当危机真的来临的时候，真的是没有时间让你去现学，让你从圣经当中去现成的去获得更多的知识。
And he shares from his personal experiences that he has silently wished that there were more who had taken the time to strengthen their faith before the tidal wave of trouble engulfed them.
而他也借着他自己经历说，他多么的盼望啊，他们可以用更多的时间来坚固他们的信心，以至于说，当痛苦真的来临的时候，他们就不至于绝望。
Will you and I forfeit peace or needlessly bear pain alone?
我们是否丧失我们的平安，白白的受苦。
And we do that because we do not know and trust God to bring all the pain, killer pains to Him in prayer.
啊，这是因为我们没有在祷告当中啊，把我们一切的痛苦带到神的面前呢。
To the poet's wondering.
所以对这个诗人而言
，What hope is left, even if it is a glimmer?In these ruins of what he sees before him.
所以在这样的一个破败的城池，在血泊当中，我们究竟还有怎样的希望存留？哪怕是非常微弱的希望。
The hope is the faithful Lord.
我们的盼望是我们信实的主。
The pain will continue to blare.
痛苦仍然不会退去。
And will flare up from time to time.
甚至时不时的会变得非常强烈。
Yet as surely as the Lord lives, we have hope.
但是正是因为但是正像主是永远是永活的主，我们就有盼望。
Because our wounded healer lives.
因为我们的救赎主活着。
We can face tomorrow today.
我们得以面对明天。
For the poet and his kin.
对于诗人和他的同胞来说。
The hope of God's faithful presence does not immediately dissipate the pain.
对于神信实的同在并不马上可以消除他的痛苦。
In fact, they continue to have to mourn over the loss of their homeland for another 50 years.
实际上，在他后面的将近50年的时间当中，他们持续的为他们的城市、他们的圣殿、他们国度的丧失而哀痛。
Until they return back to their homeland in 539 BC.
直到在主前539年，他们回到他们的故土。
Just as promised by the Lord.
就好像神所应许的。
That the days are coming, declares the Lord.
耶和华说日子将到。
But these days, it actually meant 50 years.
而他说的这一个日子来到其实指的是将近50年后。
That God has his own time.
神有他自己的时间。
But at the same time, that means that when we say great is his faithfulness, we trust in his wisdom.
同时我们说当我们说神的信实何其广大的时候我们在说我们相信神的智慧和安排。
Having the hope of God's faithful presence does not immediately dissipate the pain.
对神的信实的同在并不会马上消除我们的痛苦。
It does mean that we are not alone and helpless.
但他确实说告诉我们说我们不是孤单的我们不是无助的。
That we are strong men not because of our physical piety reasons.
我们的强大并不是因为我们的身体上或是我们的灵性上多么的强大。
But the God who is with us, he is strong.
而是因为与我们同在的神他是强大的。
And so we can mourn to someone who both cares and is able to restore us in due time.
所以我们可以真的是像这样一位信实的并且能够就是我们的关心我们这样一位神去呼求。
And having...God as our hope means we are free to mourn.
而我相信这位神的话，我们可以自如的，我们可以自然的向神去呼求。
That we are strengthened to face the suffering.
我们得以在我们苦难当中坚强起来。
And that we ought to make space and time to grieve.
而我们可以有这样的空间，有这样的自由，去痛苦，去哀痛。
With confidence and a submission.That comfort will eventually come.
因为我们相信终有一天安慰会临到。
And so the poet sings, The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.
所以就像诗人25节、26节所写的，凡等候耶和华，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。人仰望耶和华，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。
70 years after the first deportation to Babylon, the people of Israel celebrate loudly in Jerusalem.
所以在被驱逐、被掳去巴比伦后的70年，以色列人再一次在耶路撒冷城当中去大声的庆祝。
Because the foundation of the temple was laid.
因为圣殿的根基再一次被打下了。
The restoration has begun.
复兴再一次开始了。
Yet all creation must wait a few more centuries for a full celebration.
但是整个所有的子民神的子民需要再等几个世纪才能经历到这样一个更大的更完整的这样一个庆祝。
Because that is when the world is given the great hope by God's great faithfulness.
到那时这个世界将迎来主的信实因为主的信实带来了巨大的盼望。
A healer nailed on the cross.
我们真是看到这样一位救赎主被钉在十字架上。
Wounded.
受鞭伤。
Bled.
为我们洒出宝血。
To heal our separation from God.
以使得我们不再与神隔绝。
To seal God's new covenant with us.
来为我们建立与神的新的约。
That he bore our sins.
他承担了背负了我们所有人的罪。
That by his wounds we have been healed.
因他受的鞭伤我们得以医治。
So dear brothers, sisters, and friends.
亲爱弟兄姐妹和朋友们。
We are in an extended season of grief.
我们诚然是在这样一段极其痛苦极其悲伤的这段时期。
It is true that the pandemic has washed ashore many disruptions, uncertainties, and losses.
确实我们看到了现在的这个新冠病毒的疫情使得我们的生活原本的生活被打乱使得我们生命当中多了如此多的不确定性和失去。
But at the same time,
但是同时呢
we see more and more clearly that there's an internal pandemic of loneliness and insecurity that is also raging.
我们愈发清晰地看到在我们每个人的心中因为我们的孤独因为我们的不安所带来的这样一种内里的瘟疫也在盛行。
There is fear.
我们看到了恐惧。
Anxiety.
焦虑。
Boredom.
疲劳厌倦。
Restlessness.
不安。
Self-preservation.
自我中心。
Trauma.
创伤。
And most critically, hopelessness.
但是最重要的是一种绝望感。
That is so hard to wait because there is no hope.
也就是说我们真的满心的不知道何处去盼望因为我们感受不到希望。
It because it's only with hope that we are able to wait.
因为唯有依靠在盼望之上我们才能得以去等候。
We see that hopelessness is running rampant.
我们看到说这样一种绝望感无力感真的是肆虐。
And it's likely to run rampant even if the pandemic draws to a close.
而即便这样一场病毒的疫情结束了而这样的一种失望感绝望感仍然会盛行。
People need the faithful Lord in AD 2020.
在主后2020年人们需要这样一位信实的主。
Just as much as the poet and the king needed the Lord in 586 BC.
正如耶利米哀歌的诗人和他的同胞们在主前586年那样需要主一样。
May we be encouraged by the truth sung by the weeping poet.
让我们在哀哭的诗人所告诉揭示的真相当中让我们坚强起来。
Let us examine our ways to see if we have idolatrously regarded something or someone as our hope.
让我们检视我们自己的行为和内心我们是不是在生命当中去跟随了其他的偶像。
What is the hope that we have when if we are to ask someone to say, hey, what am I living for? And they tell us what our hope is.
我们要问问我们自己内心究竟我们的盼望是什么。
And if God is our hope,
如果神是我们的盼望。
Let us bring in and trust all our griefs of all causes to our faithful Lord.
让我们将各样的痛苦呈现在这样一位信实的主面前。
Let us be strengthened by our hope to face our pains.
让我们因着这样的盼望刚强壮胆起来得以去面对直面我们的痛苦。
That we can go to our God because he cares for us.
就是说我们可以来到神的面前因为我们相信神是爱我们的。
Let us also love our neighbors.
也让我们去爱我们的邻舍。
And let us draw them to know and trust and hope who is the Lord.
也让我们去告诉他们说我们这样一位神是可以盼望是可以去信实让我们去认识这样一位信实的主。
That we see that when we go through our pain, it is also for us to know how to serve another.
也让我们看到说我们经历痛苦的时候也在帮助我们也在教导我们说如何的去帮助安慰其他的人。
That because we have the comfort in Christ, we can bring comfort to others.
因为我们在基督里面得到这样的安慰，我们也可以去安慰别人。
Not that pain is good, but that God is making good out of pain.
并不是说痛苦本身是好的，而是神借着这样的一个痛苦当中所成就了美好的事情。
So perhaps right now in your house you're going, wow, I don't know if I could handle more of this family time together as great as it is.
可能你会感受说我可能再也不能承受待在家里面与家人在一起的时间了。
But parents, do you know that your young children or your teenagers, they are under tremendous stress and anxiety in ways that have never been experienced?
但是各位父母，你们是否知道你们的孩子正在经受着前所未有的压力和焦虑呢？
Do you live out a hope in Christ for them?
你们是否为他们而在生命当中活出了基督的盼望呢？
With this hope, do you minister, do you ask your children, are you okay?
你是否因着这样的盼望去服侍你的孩子呢？
How can I pray for you?
问他们说我们该如何的，我们可以如何的为你们祷告呢？
That maybe they get a little, you know, short-tempered right now, not necessarily because they're just bad children.
可能他们现在就有些脾气不太好，并不是说他们是是坏小孩。
And at the same time, children, do you care for your parents?
那同样的，我要问所有的孩子们，你们是否去关心你的父母呢？
You know that they are also under tremendous pressure.
你知道他们也同样在经受着前所未有压力。
Do you care for them and say how may I pray for you?
你是否关心他们，问他们说我们该如何的可以为你们祷告呢？
Let us together as a family, even for the singles, we can reach out to our friends and say, let us together as a family in Christ, let us hope in our Lord.
即便是单身的基督徒朋友们，也可以去问我们身边的朋友，我们可以如何为你们祷告，让我们真的是在基督里面紧紧联系在一起。
By faith in Jesus Christ, our salvation is sealed by His sacrifice on the cross.
因为我们信耶稣基督，所以他在十架上做成了救赎的功夫，就得以成就了。
By faith in Jesus Christ, our suffering will be wiped clean in totality by His return.
因为我们相信耶稣基督，所以当他再来的时候，我们所有的苦难都可以被消除。
He has entered into our suffering.
他进入了我们的痛苦。
At the same time, He takes upon Himself all of our sins and griefs.
而同时，他在他身上背负了我们所有的罪和苦难。
And with great agony of body and spirit, He screams out, "It is finished."
而他在身体上、在灵性上承受巨大痛苦的时候，他在十字架上大声的呼喊说：“主啊，成了。”
So yes, we are saved.
是的，我们得蒙救赎了。
By faith in Christ, we are saved.
因着信。我们得以救赎。
And one day, in this faith, we will see the fullness of joy, we will taste the fullest of celebration.
而终有一天，我们将体会到这全然的喜乐，这完整的、更加全面的这样的一场盛宴。
The plane will land safely, smoothly, and surely.
我们的人生旅程将会非常平安的、顺利的。到达他的终点。
But now, while in turbulence,
但是当我们现在正在经历气流的时候
，we wait in hope，
让我们带着希望去等候
；we grieve with hope，
让我们带着希望去痛苦
；we are comforted by our hope，
我们因着我们盼望，所以我们得安慰
；who is our wounded healer，
我们的盼望正是因为被受鞭伤的、压伤的救赎主
；our faithful Lord。
我们盼望是我们信实的主。
So even in weeping,
即便我们在流泪
，We sing, "The Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him."
我们仍旧可以歌唱，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
The Lord is my all in all.
主是我的一切。
Let us now take some time as we prepare ourselves.To receive the blessing of the Lord in the Holy Communion.
让我们现在预备花些时间预备我们自己的心来领受主借着圣餐所赐给我们这样丰盛的恩典和慈爱。
Let's take some time to praise the Lord for His great faithfulness.
让我们花些时间真的是来敬拜赞美主的信实。
And that by His faithfulness we can trust when we ask for forgiveness, He will forgive.
因着他的信实，所以当我们向他呼求、向他祷告的时候，我们可以相信我们得蒙救赎。
And that by His great faithfulness, we have been given the new life through Christ.
也因着他广大的信实，我们可以在基督里面得着全新的生命。
Let us give thanks.
让我们献上感谢。
Let us ponder.
让我们去思想。